On Friday, there was no way in or out of Haines or Skagway, not by ferry, plane, or highway. A variety of weather conditions closed off all options. By Sunday, the ferry scheduled to sail the Northern Lynn Canal remained canceled, leaving passengers stranded in Haines and Skagway for a few extra days. On Friday, the Aurora ferry sailings in the Upper Lynn Canal were canceled.
That was due to the high winds and the resulting heavy freezing spray that comes with it, with the cold, wet temperatures we're having.
That's DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow. He says the freezing spray was the most important factor in the cancellation.
That adheres to the life-saving equipment on the vessel. So if there were an abandoned ship scenario where people had to use that life-saving equipment, they wouldn't be able to deploy those life rafts because they would be frozen shut with a heavy freezing spray.
For that same reason, Sunday's Aurora was also canceled. That left passengers stuck in Haines, Skagway, and Juneau for a few extra days. Hotels in Haines reported seeing increased customers from the ferry over the weekend. Woodrow says for the most part, travelers were rescheduled to be on the Monday and Tuesday ferries sailing the same route. He says there were some customers who opted to either cancel or change their reservations.
To say that everybody was accommodated is true, but not everybody was accommodated on today's sailing and tomorrow's sailing just because they chose to alter their travel plans.
According to Woodrow, they've also been able to accommodate passengers with vehicles.
The car deck on the Kennecott will be full today, and then anybody else who also wanted to travel to Juneau, if they couldn't be accommodated today, they were accommodated on tomorrow's sailing on the Aurora.
Right now, he says the forecast for Tuesday's Aurora looks favorable, and there's no anticipated cancellation. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.